Blog Talk Radio. Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. Not just some of the steps, but each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are truly eternally grateful for this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. You could be doing a whole lot of things on a Monday evening, and we thank you for being here with us. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. Take advantage of our on-demand library. We really do encourage you to do so. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. In our last installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we looked at and talked about, do you have the heart of a champion? Lessons from a champion, a true champion in my book, Michael Jordan and the Bulls Dynasty, based on the docuseries, The Last Dance, powerful lessons were shared in last week's installment. So we encourage you to go back to the archives and grab those rich nuggets that were shared. Again, each installment of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams is truly empowering. Allow me, Coach Adams, to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40-ish minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we'll open our program up for your audience participation. We absolutely love it when you chime right on in, so we're going to give you an opportunity to do so at the appropriate time, as I get tongue-tied there. We welcome your questions and your comments. This always lends to a truly rich, interactive environment. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I'm asking the question again, what is your shape? What's your shape? Do you even know? Well, it's time to shape up and win. And we're going to talk about that very subject. But before we jump into our topic for today, we ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to share in today's show with you. Allow those social media juices to flow, those cute little social media juices, those fingers, get them going. Right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Go old school. Send an email, a messenger in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it, our global listening audience. We're simply asking that you do what you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you to grab your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your laptops, your desktops, your iPads, whatever you need to capture the notes around today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, because today we are in our Shape Up series. And again, I've asked this question 3 times. I hope you are allowing your mind to process around this question. What is your shape? You see, last week we spoke about the heart of a champion. And every champion, absolutely every champion, must evaluate at different levels their shape. And so I asked the question, do you know your shape? Interestingly enough, about 6 years ago, I launched my branded Shape Up Win Shop, 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, a live vision and coaching empowerment training. And prior to COVID-19, I was in the planning processes for my July 2020 event that unfortunately had to be canceled due to the pandemic. And so I thought, you know, I want to still share with you some of the principles around my Shape Up. And so today I want to introduce to some and remind others of my acronym for SHAPE. Before we shape up, though, this is the thing, because shaping up is a part of the driver for Motivational Mondays, our Shape series. And so it's not uncommon that here on Motivational Mondays, we discuss several things, and one of which in particular is our mindset. You've heard me talk about thinking. Thinking starts with our mindset, negative or positive. Whatever we have deposited in our mind, it is going to drive us. And interestingly enough, you know, in the media, we have seen various headlines as of late around this lack of mental wellness, the lack of mental wellness. And so, again, I want you to really process and think today. What is your mindset? Begin to process that. Ask yourself the question. Do you have a healthy mindset? Do you have a positive mindset? Or adversely on the opposite side, is it negative? Are you entertaining negativity? What are your thoughts? Our thoughts are so key and important. What are you focusing in on? Do you even know what you're giving your focus to? All of this is so important as it relates to our mindset, because we have to have the right mindset, which lends to the right focus, which lends to a healthy position and the right words. It all comes together. So our mindset, it's important to understand, it prepares us for our journey. Whatever it is, negative or positive, our mindset prepares us for the journey. You know, I often give the reference of a boxer going into the ring. The boxer doesn't get in the ring and then prepares. The boxer prepares prior to. Last week, we learned that the mental toughness is at the core of a true champion, and that a champion is constantly improving, working to be better, not just in their mental toughness and their mindset, but in other areas. And so I challenge you today, as we go through our acronym for SHAPE, then you begin to look at, where do I need to improve so that I can work to be better? The challenge that many people face is that they get comfortable in the position of good and what you've achieved in the past. Now, it's been stated that good is the enemy to great. And so we cannot get comfortable and settle in our comfort zone when we're doing good. Good should never be the goal, and it should never be enough. We should always be fighting to grow and be better, to continuously evolve. You know, the interesting thing is, as long as we have the dash in between our sunrise and our sunset, it is an amazing, great opportunity for us to continue to grow. What are you doing to continue to grow individually and collectively, personally and professionally? What are you doing to grow? And so when we look at our SHAPE acronym, S-H-A-P-E, I'm going to share with you what the acronym means, and we're going to talk about the various areas because we are in our SHAPE Up series. And so our S is for strategies. The important thing to understand about strategies is this, that strategies positions us, it's that positioning of preparation. We cannot do anything if we do not have a clear blueprint. And what am I saying when I speak about a blueprint? I'm sure you know what a blueprint is, but as it relates to your vision, because we're talking about win. Yes, Coach Adams, let's win. Win meaning work it now. Work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and living out your dreams. It starts with strategies. We've already established, first of all, I have to deal with my mindset. I have to know, where am I? Do I have a healthy mindset? Once I get beyond understanding, do I have the mental toughness that I need? And if I'm lacking in that area, that I need to build my mental muscles, I need to increase my capacity by the words that are being deposited. I need to shift those negative words to positive words. Those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard me mention often, I was a part of a book project, The Change, number 14, and I did a breakout chapter on the power of words. And in the power of words, I talk about the importance of the deposit of words into our emotional bank account. And so we're dealing with our mental capacity. Where is my mindset? Once we've established where I am, and, you know, it's so important to really be clear with understanding, where are you? Are you in a healthy place mentally? Are there some areas that you need to work on? Identify that. I often give the reference of the ostrich putting his head in the sand. Don't put your head in the sand, because you need to face and deal with awareness is so key on our journey. To be aware, where am I? Where am I lacking? Where am I falling short? But once we have that foundation on where am I in my mental toughness, in my mindset, in my mental capacity, am I in a healthy place? Do I have some work to do? Understanding that, because the battle begins before the battle. Before a champion wins the award, they have to work out to get to that place, be it an Olympic athlete, whoever it may be. So the battle starts for the battle. But now that we've understood that and we look at strategies and our shape, strategies is what positions us. It is that positioning for us to be prepared for crystallizing our vision. Hear what I'm saying. Because this positioning of preparation comes in your strategy, in your blueprint. What is your blueprint? We must envision. Envisioning is seeing things with great clarity, because clarity is so crucial. And if you're not driving right now, for anyone who's not driving and you're in a safe space, I want to ask you, close your eyes for just a moment. Close your eyes for just a moment. Now imagine yourself trying to walk around with your eyes closed or your eyes blindfolded. You would start bumping into things and running into things because you don't have the clarity that you need to see. Well, when we're talking about strategies that are the positioning of preparation through blueprints, through our plans, through what we outline, through what we write out, you have to envision, but not from the outside in. You have to envision and see with great clarity all of the intimate details of your vision and be specific around that. What does your vision truly look like? So often in my coaching practice, I connect with individuals and, you know, they come to me for one focus and then they realize, oh, I need to do a little bit of work on crystallizing that. I don't have a clear vision. I have to envision it even greater. Or I thought it was this, but it's this. The reality is I'm not able to do what I'm not able to see. And so I have to envision it. I must envision with great clarity, seeing my vision and the specifics of that. Because in order for me to move forward, I have to be able to see it. But if I can't see it, I'm not going to be committed to it. Because I don't know what I'm committed to. I haven't put a quote-unquote face to it. You have to give a face to your vision. You have to develop your vision. I know your eyes are already open. I hope you didn't have your eyes closed all this time. But if you did, that's good, because you're getting the illustration of what I'm saying. But if you were to look around the space that you are in, because, again, we're talking about that I must have strategies. I must be able to envision the details clearly, that this is crucial to my vision. This is crucial to achieving my goals and living out my dreams. And so I want to ask you, if you just simply looked around the space where you are, wherever that may be, I don't know, are you seeing doors? Are you seeing walls? Are you seeing light fixtures? Are you seeing the floor, the ceiling, air conditioning vents? Are you seeing sprinklers, electrical panel, pictures on the wall, paint on the wall, cupboards with knobs on them, whatever you are seeing? Someone had to see every intimate detail of that space that you're looking at right now. Maybe you're outside. Maybe you're seeing the beautiful landscaping and you're appreciating it. Someone had to envision that before it actually became to be true. And so that blueprint, again, I can't emphasize enough, because if you don't understand that for your vision to become a reality and to be manifested, that you must have clear strategies. I am working this through every day. And in COVID-19, this season of the pandemic and the coronavirus, all of us are in the same place of reevaluating and determining, how can I make things work in this season that we're in currently? what I may have outlined before, it's no longer relevant. It's no longer doable. Like I shared with you, I was in the planning stages for my next win shop, my next live 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, my Shape Up branded win shop. And I had to cancel that because people are not really coming to meet live, and things have been so organic, and hotels are not available, and just all of these various things. And so I share that with you, that we're all in the same position at different levels, that we're having to go back to the drawing board, figure out what are my strategies at this time, understanding that whatever I outline, whatever my blueprint is, that whatever I envision and see and begin to move on that, that is what's going to take me to the next level. Those of you who are regular listeners here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, you know that I'm a woman of faith, and God's word tells me to write the vision and make it plain. Principles are universal, so it doesn't matter if you have a different belief system or not. We all have to write the vision and make it plain. That writing the vision and making it plain, as we reference the blueprint, it's just like there's a new development going up across the street away from where I am currently, where I live. And the other day I was walking by, and I literally saw someone pull out a blueprint, because they're developing on the property. That blueprint, as we've established, that blueprint was their guide. That blueprint let them know, this is what we are focusing in on. This is the goal right here. This is what we are developing and building. And so if you can't see that and it's clear, now obviously the contractors didn't necessarily do the blueprint. The visionary, the person that's developing the property, had to have the vision. Now, they may not be an architect who can sit down and do the blueprints, but they had to see the vision clearly to be able to go to the individual that drafted the blueprints and say, this is what I'm looking to develop, and share and cast a vision of all of what they see. But they had to see it first. And now the contractors are on the site, and they are now taking that blueprint, and they're creating on the site the structure and all of those details in various phases. And so that's why I want you to understand that your strategies is your position of preparation. Without your strategy, you can't build, because you have to envision it first. So S in our acronym for SHAPE is strategies. And in order for me to be committed to my strategies, I have to be clear on my vision and develop all of the details. I often tell individuals when I start with my clients in my coaching practice one-on-one, we do a 90 days of focus because that's the minimum time in which my clients can work with me. And that 90 days of focus, without that, we can't get started, because that, in essence, is our blueprint. Now, the reason why I referenced that and I brought that up is that I want you to understand that you have that plan, but plans sometimes are fluid, meaning they are subject to change. You may determine, oh, we were going to put a glass door in this space, but, you know, we decided, we found this beautiful wood door, so we're going to switch that out, and that's okay. You can make adjustments to your blueprint as you need to. But the bottom line is you have to first start with a framework, and that's your blueprint. Then if you need to tweak it, go ahead and tweak it, like many of us have had to do in this season of COVID-19. We've had to tweak. How will we do things? Can't have live events. What will you do? What does that look like? And so in many areas, the strategies were there, but you're having to now tweak that, and that's okay. When I'm working with my clients in my one-on-one coaching practice, I often tell them, look at your vision every day. Why? Because that's the driver. But so often, many times, people will start the new year with New Year's resolutions. Happy New Year, and these are my resolutions. They write out their resolutions, and they never look at them again. And then they fall off the wagon. Well, they've already forgotten about what they are. And so you have to continuously connect and reconnect with your strategy. Our H in our Shape Up acronym is HEART. And again, I outlined this acronym about 6 years ago when I started my branded workshop. And what I'm sharing with you, it really spoke to me. It has been like lessons and wisdom that I have gleaned on my journey from my mentors, from my experience, from various areas and various things, from reading and so on and so forth that I have found and hearing other stories of people that are successful and those key elements that had to be in place. Now, granted, are there more? Absolutely. You may say, Coach Adams, I would add this to the list of shape. I would add this. I would tweak this. I'm simply giving you a framework to build from and sharing with you what really spoke to me, what I've grown to know to be true, that these elements must be in place in order for you to win, in order for you to work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And so the H is our heart. Speaking about the heart, not talking about the muscle that's pumping blood through our body. I'm not speaking of that, but rather I'm speaking to your passions. What is it that you are passionate about? See, our passions drive us. It's that strong, compelling emotion, that fire that's on the inside of us. You know, I can't help but to reference The Last Dance, Michael Jordan. There was such a fire in him. No one can take that away from him. He was very passionate about the Bulls and basketball, and just there was such a fire. What are you passionate about? I know I am passionate about empowering others. I get fired up. You know, I often have people laughing because I can go to the grocery store. It's so in me. And someone starts to have a conversation with me, and I'll start to coach them. Because speaking, teaching, training, and coaching, that's what I do. But it's not just what I do. It's who I am. It's how I'm wired. It's infused in my very DNA. So I'm very passionate about assisting individuals and closing those life gaps that they may be struggling with. You know, I've shared this story on a number of occasions, and I hope I'm not boring you with it, but this was such a key story on my journey and truly one that stands out because it speaks to exactly what we're talking about. I was in real estate. For those of you that didn't know, former licensee of the state, I was focused on real estate finance. Interestingly enough that I was focused on real estate finance and I don't like numbers, but, you know, it seemed like a natural transition for me. I was working in that industry and around individuals that were extremely successful. It wasn't about passion or purpose for me. Real estate for me really was about how can I get the nicest house? How can I get the greatest car? How can I get the things? I had my priorities out of alignment. But I share this with you because when I was searching for, okay, I want to do what I've been created to do. I want to do what's in my very DNA. I don't know if you recall a few weeks ago I shared that 85% of people, 85% of people are doing things that they don't enjoy, 85%. I am so happy and grateful that I'm not in that percentage. And that's based on a Gallup poll that 85% of people are doing what they don't like every day. Prior to COVID-19, for those that were going to work, they were going to jobs that they didn't like, in a grind every day, just existing, not living, but existing. And so I share that with you in reconnecting with my story. that I was in real estate at the time, and I was meeting with this couple in Dominguez Hills in Carson, California, and I was doing a loan application for them to refinance their home. And I'm sitting doing this refi. Now, mind you, this was pre having the title of coach. I had not yet discovered that. I'm in real estate. I'm unaware of this. But I firmly believe that who you are and how you have been wired, I'm speaking about our hearts and our passions. It's a part of your very fiber. It is encoded in your very DNA. We just have to unlock that code. And so I'm taking this application, and I remember like it happened yesterday, and this is forever ago now. The wife was telling me, Shania, we really appreciate that you're so interested in our lives. We're just trying to refinance and get this loan for our home. What she was saying, and I didn't have a title for it at the time, but I was brought back to that moment when I was on my journey of discovery. What she was saying is, you are coaching us. We're not asking to be coached. As I said, I can be in a grocery store. Give me a problem, an issue to solve. My coach hat is already on because that's my heart. It's a part of my very DNA. What is it that you're passionate about? I often will have to ask people, is it okay to coach you? Because I go into that mode instantly because it's how I'm wired. It's what I'm passionate about, empowering others, helping them to close life's gaps. And so when I share that with you, what are you passionate about? What is that strong, compelling emotion that you need to continue to fuel the flame of that? I don't know what your situation is today, and I don't want to minimize the pandemic that we've all been processing through. I'm living it through with you. But this has given many a great opportunity, if you maximize this time, to really discover what is it that I was created to do, if you don't already know. And I know there's a large percentage, as I mentioned, based on the Gallup poll, 85% of people are doing what they don't enjoy. Are you in that 85%? Do you not know what you're passionate about? What's your heart? What makes you tick? What fires you up? When you encounter someone that's passionate about their vision, you feel it. It's evident. It is electrifying. It's compelling. It's attractive. It's vibrant. That fire begins to spread. What gets you fired up? Because as it relates to your shape, and I said, do you know your shape? If you don't know what you're passionate about, then that's where you need to start. You need to look at what gets you going. I went back to my bestie from elementary, junior high, and high school. And I said to her, what are some of my natural gifts and talents that you recognize? She said, you know what? You've always had the ability to see things from a positive position, and you've always been so motivating. Well, that alone didn't give me the title of what I do today, but it helped me to get on the journey of discovery because I didn't see that in me. I knew what I liked to do, but I didn't see that in me. So it caused me to dig deeper. Maybe you need to go on a journey of discovery today. Maybe you already know what it is. You need to continue to fuel your passion or discover it, whatever your position. One, we have to have our strategies in place because our strategies, as I mentioned, our strategies position us for preparation. You've heard the quote. Success comes when what? Preparation meets the opportunity. So we have to be prepared. But in order for me to be prepared, I must know what sets me on fire. What am I passionate about? What do I feel that great sizzle in life for? What is that great pearl of great price that I'm willing to, against all odds, fight for whatever that is and pursue it and persist until? Until when, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, just until you make the connection with it. Last week we spoke about the boiling point, that many of us, we quit before we actually reach the boiling point. We're right there, but we quit. And this quitting is going to be determined by how fired up do you get about something? What passion do you have on the inside? I'm fueling that to the degree that you need to fuel that. So S is strategies, H is heart, A is attitude. You know, attitude is truly the decision maker. It's not everything, because you have to have the abilities as well. But boy, will it make the greatest difference in a decision. You know, I often give the illustration, if you had two individuals coming in to interview with you, and their resumes, they have similar education, similar experience, you know, you're really comparing apples to apples. But you see one there in the lobby, they don't know that it's you that they're going to have the interview with, and they're sitting there with a sourpuss attitude. They, you know, maybe they got some traffic. I don't know, but they're nasty in their countenance. They have a negative point of view. You could tell. You're like, ooh, I hope that person's not interviewing with me for this position. Ugh. You can feel the negativity, the energy around them versus the other candidate. Again, they compare apple to apple. The other candidate is so positive. You can feel the refreshing. It's like a refreshing breeze on a warm summer day, sitting on the porch with a glass of lemonade. There's something different about that individual, and it's evident. It's their attitude. Attitude makes the difference. And so often, many of us, we come to things with a negative point of view, and we wonder why people don't want to be around us, and we don't even see it. It's because you're negative. I had an associate many years ago, and I hope I'm not hitting you over the head with this story, but it's so key, and it's so real, and I can relate to it because it's like, oh, my gosh, she was a beautiful individual. She really was. But her attitude, her point of view, whoo, she had some thinking, and it was nasty. If there was something negative to find in a situation, she could find it. Negative Melly, she could find it. It was like a hound dog. She could sniff it out. Whereas I have always been an optimist. My mentor, Coach Alan Hattie, they always tease me because doing live events with them for many years, I've been a part of the executive team for Alan Hattie Hollingsworth's Boston Movement and Vertical League. And I generally would open the seminars in preparation for our founders coming in. And my coach would often tell me, Coach Al Hollingsworth would often say, boy, you can sure put a spin on it, because it could be 10 people in the room, and I can see that from a positive point of view. What is your attitude? How do you navigate through life situations? Do you view things from a negative point of view? When life gives you lemons, and this is not the first time you're hearing this, what do you make? Do you take those sour lemons and get bitter? Or do you figure out, what can I make? And does your attitude represent that? Because this is the thing about our attitude. As I mentioned, our attitude is the decision maker. It shapes our thoughts, and it will determine, how do I navigate through life's journey? It's going to determine how I move about life's journey. Because this is the thing, are we dealing with a major situation and situations, because it didn't just stop at COVID-19, we're in social unrest, I mean, it's just so much going on. but how you navigate through this circumstance, the circumstances, the difficulty, is the decision maker. Because one person can deal with the same situation and approach it from a positive point of view because of their attitude. The other person, not so much. For them, the sky is falling. Well, I'm standing right next to them, but the sky is not falling for me because it's based on one's point of view. And so your attitude really is the decision maker. Are you missing great opportunities for your vision? Are you missing opportunities in achieving your goals and living your dreams because of your negative attitude? Do you always see the glass half empty instead of half full? Can you always find the negative in a situation? Are you constantly entertaining negativity? You know, you're like, I'll never find a parking space. Life never goes well. I'll never. Those words that begin to come out of you, they're Debbie Downers, they're Ned Downers, they're negative. And so the way you move through the world is from a negative point of view. You can shift that, though. You don't have to stay there. Make a decision today that I'm going to begin to work on this. Remember I said, we have a great opportunity as long as we still have breath in our bodies and we have that dash between our sunrise and our sunset. It's a great opportunity to grow and be better. What are you going to do to be better? Your attitude is an easy shift. It really is. But you have to make the decision daily to work in that specific area of challenge. You do not have to stay there. You don't have to constantly come from a negative point of view, because that negative point of view, guess what? It repels people. They don't want to be like, oh, my God, not him, not her. Ah! People don't want to be around individuals that are negative. It's not attractive. But if you have a great attitude, guess what? People are drawn to you. They're attracted to you like a magnet. So your attitude is like a magnet. But it's the different maker. And so that's an easy shift for you. And maybe this is your struggle today. Maybe you're struggling in your attitude, your point of view, and how you navigate through life daily. Life is not perfect. None of us deal with life from a perfect point of view. I mean, as last I looked, none of us walk on water. Only Jesus did. And so with that said, we are all flawed and we have imperfections. But these are great opportunities for us to grow and work on these areas. And your attitude is one. That's an easy fix, but you have to be committed to making that shift. You have to be committed to making that shift. Because when you have the right mindset, when your strategies are clear, when you know what's fueling you, what you're passionate about, where your heart is, woo, that's what's going to take you to the next level. And our P is perseverance. And the question that comes up when we talk about perseverance, see, when we understand that perseverance is our continued effort to do or achieve something despite the difficulties, despite the failures, disposition. I continue to persevere. I continue to press through. I continue to kick. I continue to fight. I continue to move, nevertheless, because of the passion, because of my vision that I've envisioned and the strategies that I've set forth. I navigate through with a great attitude. It doesn't matter that I'm dealing with these challenges because we all face them. You know, through my Leading Through Crisis series, I shared and reminded us, a crisis, it's not new. It's common. We all deal with different things at different levels. It's all common. If you're not dealing with an issue today, and my bishop often says that, if you're not in a storm, you're coming out of a storm, or you're going through a storm. Life is filled with stormy weather, stormy days. But just because you have a stormy day doesn't mean that you have to be gloomy. Learn to dance in the rain. Learn to embrace the fullness of your journey. And so this perseverance challenges us because it goes back to what I was sharing about the boiling point. Will you quit just before you reach the finish line because things have gotten too difficult? Perseverance is a mindset. And so if you're struggling in the area of perseverance, I challenge you to start today with establishing commitments to yourself. As you begin to keep each of those commitments to yourself one moment at a time, you're building those spiritual muscles and saying, regardless, I won't quit. You know, this mindset of perseverance, truly, I have to say that I learned it at a different level from my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. And I've been a daughter of the ministry for a long time, and I joined the executive team in 2005, thereabouts. And I remember my first assignment, the first month. I don't even know if my mentors know this, but it was to get our workbook, our seminar workbook completed. And oh my gosh, when I tell you I had so many issues and problems with that, I thought, oh my gosh, it was like Murphy's Law. Everything that could go wrong went wrong with me trying to fulfill that assignment. But this is the thing. I knew that quitting was not an option. I knew not having a seminar workbook was not an option. I knew I had to figure it out. I knew I had to persist. I knew that I had to continue my efforts forward to do and to achieve despite the difficulty, despite the opposition, despite the hurdles, the challenges. I had to figure out how to press through. And I made it on the other side. But if I didn't have that mindset of knowing that quitting wasn't an option, I may have quit. And many of us, we quit when we're right there. We don't get to the other side. You know, the athletes talk about having a second wind. Have you tapped into your second wind? Because that's what perseverance really is. It's tapping into that second wind. Woo! An athlete can tell you about that. It's like when you think you can't go any further, it kicks in and bam, you get the extra juice that you need. But again, so many of us, we quit before we get that next surge of our second wind. And perseverance, that mindset, if you allow your mind to say, quitting is not an option. I know on my journey, an entrepreneur since 2005, it has not been an easy journey. Ooh, I have had some ups and some downs, some struggles, and all of that. But I wouldn't change a thing because it's been an amazing journey. But I knew I got to kick for this vision. I have to fight for this vision. I'm still fighting. I'm still kicking. I'm persevering through. Not a perfect journey, hasn't been easy, but boy, has it been fulfilling because I'm fueling my passion. I've tapped into what's at my heart, what makes my heart sing. What is that for you? I challenge you today to look at that. We've talked about our SHAP. Now let's look at our E, and then we're going to open the phone line. So if you want to play in the sandbox with Coach Adams, we're just at that time. But let me tell you what the E is in our SHAPE acronym. The E is execute. The question is, will you follow through and do what you have set out to do? Are you committed to it? Will you move and execute on what you say you desire? I could say all day, gosh, I would love to have a weekly blog talk radio show. I really would love to have one. I would so love it. Oh, my God. I so want to be on the radio and not do anything. Saying that I want something alone is not enough. I have to put feet to what I'm saying I desire, what I say I believe, and I have to execute and take steps in the direction of that daily. In some cases, you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I don't know how to do my vision. And that's okay. Google is a great thing. Have you heard of this little thing called Google? It's amazing. It really is. And so I quoted today, and this was just, I love this, from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Don't be pushed by your problems. Be led by your dreams. Are your dreams leading you? Because when we are led by our dreams influence the direction and the course that we follow on our journey of life and life's highway daily. And so this execution is about stepping out, moving, doing what is it that you need to do, and following through with what you say you're going to do. Not quitting, and we spoke about not quitting. You've heard the quote, a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Are you a winner or are you a quitter? I feel strongly that you must be a winner if you're tuned in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, because I coach and want you win. I love it. So manifesting and birthing your vision and achieving your goals, it comes at a great price. It really does. It's going to cost you something, and it's not costing you based on quote unquote the monetary. No, it costs you in your sweat equity. What will you put into your vision? How much will you sacrifice for your vision to manifest? What are you willing to do? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to pay the cost? You know, I remember early on my journey, my family, and they love me. They want the very best for me. They were like, yeah, that ministry thing and that whole entrepreneur, that's cute, but you need to get a job up in here, because they didn't understand the sacrifice. They love me, well-meaning, but I made the decisions that I made because I did not want to look up and say, woulda, coulda, shoulda, I wish I would have, and have regrets. And if I fail, then failing is not a bad thing. It gives us an opportunity to better ourselves, to grow to another level. I was willing to take that risk. I continue to take those risks. Are you willing to do that, to live out your dream? I want to hear from you. And now is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in today's discussion. We have a few minutes left in our program, and I would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Share with me, what are you taking away if you have a question or a comment? If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your keypad. You got to dial in. You need to dial in at 516-453-9374-5161 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Play in my sandbox. So as I go to the calls and the line, would love to hear from you. And again, this time is specifically for you. You know, I often give the illustration that if you needed to make a withdrawal out of the bank, you wouldn't just stand in the lobby of the bank and expect that you're going to get the withdrawal that you need. You have to go up to the teller and make the request. And so know that your resident empowerment coach, I'm here. I'm in session for you. So we would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Meanwhile, let's get a reminder of what we talked about today, because it's so important to be clear on our shape. Remember I said, what is your shape? and you may redefine this for yourself, but I wanted to give you a framework. So we said our S is, do you remember? Ah, yes, strategies. What is my blueprint? Do I have a clear plan of action that I'm crystallizing? I'm envisioning my vision. I'm seeing all of the details because the clarity is crucial. I must be able to see the details. If not, I'm moving about with blinders on. I'm blindfolded and I'm walking around wanting to see, but yet I need to take the blinders off. And so when we envision and we have clear strategies, it gives us the blueprint that we need. And that way we can be committed to it, but we have to develop all of those intimate details. Your heart, what does your heart say about you? Meaning, what are you passionate about? What is that strong, compelling emotion that drives you? What gets you fired up? What does that look like? For me, it's empowering others, as I shared earlier. What gets you fired up? I want to know, what is it that gets you fired up? Do you even know what gets you fired up? Well, I want you to know that sometimes what gets us fired up, it may be a negative, quote unquote, negative issue or condition. Maybe it's that you don't like the state of affairs right now. Maybe that means you need to get into politics. I don't know. I'm just saying it's not always, quote unquote, a positive thing, but what gets you going? That's what you need to tap into, because it is that passion-based, that strong, compelling emotion that I believe is anchored in the reason why you were created. And it's about tapping into what's in your DNA. Each of us have been created for a specific purpose. And so I'm all about helping individuals and closing that gap. I know what it feels like to not be in alignment on the journey of life. I do. Real estate, for me, it was exactly that. I felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. There was resistance and friction. Why? Because I was not passionate about that. I was not designed to do that. Could I do it at certain levels? Yeah, I could. But it wasn't specifically why I was created. One of the things that I do know is when I was in real estate, oftentimes they would ask me, can you lead the weekly meeting? Why? Because they saw the speaker in me that I didn't know existed. And so oftentimes my sales manager at the time said, can you lead this part of our meeting? And it was just a right fit. I loved and enjoyed doing it. I didn't have a title for it at the time. I didn't know that that was how I was wired. But I was often pulled into those areas that now speak to who I am as a speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. So it's not just what I do, it's who I am. Who are you? What is in your very DNA? Tap into that. Tap into that. Because that's going to unlock the code for you, and it's going to lead you into where you need to be on life's journey. Because if you're just doing what you're doing for the money, guess what? There's going to be a time when the money's not there. It may not be there now. So we need something greater that's fueling us. And our heart, our passion, which is associated with our purpose, it gives life meaning, greater meaning. It taps you into the reason why you were created. So S, strategies, H, heart, A, attitude. Remember I said, it's not everything. Attitude is not everything, but it sure is the decision maker. Is your attitude winning you favor, or is your attitude losing you favor? Do people feel like, gosh, it's just something about you, I just like you? And so you get favor because of that winning attitude, whereas someone else, people are like, oh, my God, that person again? Ugh. You're ducking and diving and trying to hide from that person that you know the encounter is going to be negative. It's going to pull energy from you versus the person that's like, as I mentioned, that breath of fresh air on a warm summer day as you're sitting back on the porch enjoying a refreshing glass of lemonade. So we know the difference, and the question is, how are you navigating through life? What does your attitude represent? Our P is perseverance. Woo! This one is one I have to constantly work on because sometimes, can we be real? The journey gets difficult, but it's that passion that really gets you that on the inside. It helps you to draw out and say, oh, I'm going to press through. I'm going to continue because I want to achieve my dreams. I want to follow my passions. I'm going to fight in spite of, regardless of the difficulties, the failure, or the opposition. That's what perseverance is. Will you persevere through the stuff to reach your dreams, to achieve your goals, to manifest your vision? Execute. Will you move and do? Will you be disciplined enough that daily activities that you need to do, that you are committed to doing them? Interestingly enough, in my coaching practice, I have a client, and she said to me, she said, when do you prepare for Motivational Monday? Or when do you prepare for your masterminds? Because I do masterminds. I do, obviously, you're here tuned in to Motivational Mondays and various trainings and different things. And I shared with this individual. I said, I'm constantly preparing. And I understand that that is so important because we have to operate within the right quadrant of time management. So if I'm constantly preparing, I'm not thrown off on the day of, and, oh my God, I didn't get ready, I'm not ready. If you're constantly processing and preparing so that we're not constantly fighting fires from one moment to the next. So if we do our due diligence and we sacrifice when we need to sacrifice, we're utilizing our time wisely and prioritizing the same. And life is really about managing our priorities. Are you managing your priorities? Are you doing that well? Oh my gosh, it's amazing how quickly time flies by. I didn't even realize it. Well, wow, I have so enjoyed sharing with you today, and I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Don't lose focus on your goals. And I want to encourage you and let you know that I have a full circle of empowerment to support you. If you want to learn more, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. You may also email us at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. We'd love to support you on your journey. We can continue this dialogue through my Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group and all are welcome, so simply ask to join and you are welcome. We can have a conversation virtually. We can look at topics that you want to discuss. Maybe you have a guest that you think would be a great guest for the show. I apologize that we've run out of time, but I want you to know that I'm here to support you with the tools that I have available through our WIN shop, mastermind, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. That's what I do. That's who I am. And guess what? I'm going to leave you with this. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you